Coffee Break German Travel Diaries, Season 1, Episode 9. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's super, danke Marc. Und dir?
Mir geht's auch sehr gut heute, weil wir das Schloss Neuschwanstein besuchen.
Super, ja, ich freue mich sehr.
Ich auch. Welcome back to another Travel Diaries episode. Of course, we're following the story of Karin and her family as they travel through the Deutsche Alpenstraße. And as I said, today they're visiting, well, not just one, but multiple castles. It's very much the area of castles, and we'll be finding out a little more about these Schlösser today.
Genau. Warst du schon mal auf Neuschwanstein?
Ja, ich war letztes Jahr bei Neuschwanstein.
Oder? Auf.
So yeah, I visited it for the first time last year. It's completely crazy, but quite impressive. Und Andrea, warst du schon auf Neuschwanstein?
Nein, leider noch nie.
Ach so, okay.
Nein, aber mein Bruder hatte als Kind ein Poster.
Ach so. Okay, well, that's as good as, isn't it?
Almost.
Let's get on with the show. As usual, we'll listen to Karin reading her text and then we'll talk about it. So take it away.
Tag 9. Die schönsten Schlösser Süddeutschlands. Es hat die ganze Nacht geregnet und auch am Morgen hatten wir noch grauen Nieselregen. Das machte aber nichts. Wir hatten ja noch zwei wunderschöne Schlösser vor uns, die man auch im Regen besichtigen kann. Also sind wir losgefahren nach Schwangau, wo wir uns vor dem Mittagessen noch das Städtchen angeschaut haben. Danach haben wir uns auf den Weg zum Schloss Hohenschwangau gemacht. Das Schloss ragte mit seiner gelben Farbe aus den Bäumen hervor und wir hatten einen wunderschönen Ausblick über das Tal und den Schwansee. Noch schöner war jedoch das nächste Schloss, zu dem wir gefahren sind, und zwar das berühmte Schloss Neuschwanstein. Mit seinen aus den Felsen hochragenden Türmen wird es oft auch Dornröschenschloss genannt. Und selbst das Disney-Schloss soll davon inspiriert worden sein. Was kann ich sagen? Zufall ist das nicht. Es ist wirklich märchenhaft. Sogar Janina und Johannes hat Neuschwanstein gefallen, obwohl sie sonst keine Fans von Schlossbesichtigungen sind. Das Wetter war immer noch kalt und regnerisch. Trotzdem sind wir aber noch zur Marienbrücke spaziert, um das Schloss auch aus der Ferne zu sehen und fotografieren zu können. Anschließend haben wir uns wieder auf den Weg zurück ins Tal gemacht. Wir sind bis nach Füssen gefahren und haben uns in die Stube einer kleinen, gemütlichen Gaststätte gesetzt, wo wir uns bei einem ausgiebigen Abendessen wieder aufgewärmt haben, bevor wir zum dortigen Campingplatz gefahren sind.
Well, I remember going to the Marienbrücke to take the photo of the castle. It's so amazing because the castle is on this kind of basically a mountain in the middle of a large hill, at least in the middle of a very flat valley. But it's quite stunning.
Wunderbar. Das Foto für das Poster meines Bruders wurde auch von der Marienbrücke gemacht.
So, okay. I like that because you had a nice genitive in there, didn't you?
That's why I did it.
So, just say that little bit again.
Das Foto für das Poster meines Bruders
wurde
auch von der Marienbrücke gemacht.
Yeah, okay. So it was also taken from the Marienbrücke. Okay, let's go back through our text as ever and we'll talk about all the language and we'll obviously get to the Marienbrücke. In a short while.
Sehr schön. Also, ich beginne. Es hat die ganze Nacht geregnet. Und auch am Morgen hatten wir noch grauen Nieselregen.
Okay, es hat die ganze Nacht geregnet, so it rained all night. Und auch am Morgen hatten wir noch, also still in the morning, we had grey drizzle, Nieselregen is like drizzle, isn't it?
Yeah. Genau, mm-hmm. Ja, genau. Das machte aber nichts. Wir hatten ja noch zwei wunderschöne Schlösser vor uns, die man auch im Regen besichtigen kann.
Okay, so that didn't matter, das machte aber nichts. Wir hatten ja noch zwei, as we still had two beautiful castles ahead of us.
Genau.
Wir hatten ja noch zwei wunderschöne Schlösser vor uns.
Also wunderschön ist even more than beautiful.
Okay.
So it's so beautiful that it's like a miracle.
Oh, okay, miraculously beautiful. Okay, very beautiful castles, die man auch im Regen besichtigen kann, which you can also visit in the rain.
Genau, let's look at besichtigen here, because obviously maybe our listeners know as visit, besuchen.
Besuchen, I was going to ask you that.
Maybe we can explain the difference.
Okay.
So besuchen is normally visit, is someone besuchen. Ja, mm-hmm. So meine, ich besuche meine Tante. And I can say, ich besuche ein Schloss. But if I go and look at it in detail, then I would say besichtigen.
Okay, I guess that the Sicht in there is linked more to the sight and having sight of it and,
genau.
And examining genau. It in a sense. So we can think of it that way.
Genau. Right.
So could you besichtigen your aunt?
Theoretically, you could, but I don't think your aunt would like it so much if you came and looked
at her
from all sides.
Okay, so we besuchen a person and then we can besichtigen a monument or something like that.
Genau.
Okay, let's continue on.
Also sind wir losgefahren nach Schwangau, wo wir uns vor dem Mittagessen noch das Städtchen angeschaut haben.
Okay. So sind wir losgefahren, so we head off or headed off towards Schwangau,
mm-hmm.
Wo wir uns vor dem Mittagessen noch das Städtchen angeschaut haben. So where we had a little look around the town,
mm-hmm.
Before lunch.
Ja, genau. Super.
Okay.
Danach haben wir uns auf den Weg zum Schloss Hohenschwangau gemacht.
Okay, so afterwards, we got on the path, or we just got on our way.
Ja, sich auf den Weg machen ist to set off.
To set off, yeah, we've seen that before. I should have realized that. So we set off to see the Hohenschwangau Castle.
Genau, ja, sehr gut. Das Schloss ragte mit seiner gelben Farbe aus den Bäumen hervor. Und wir hatten einen wunderschönen Ausblick über das Tal und den Schwansee.
Okay, so das Schloss ragte, I'm not sure about that, I'll come back to it, mit seiner gelben Farbe aus den Bäumen hervor. Right, so out of the trees with its yellow colors,
mm-hmm.
What did it do? It poked?
So we've had this word before. In the Travel Diaries, and it was mountains that ragten hervor. You remember?
They protrude. Is that?
Yeah, so yes. They basically when they shoot up from below.
That's right. So the castle protruded from the trees with its yellow color.
Mm-hmm.
Und wir hatten einen wunderschönen Ausblick über das Tal und den Schwansee. And we had an amazingly beautiful view over the valley and the Schwansee, the lake.
Genau, super. Noch schöner war jedoch das nächste Schloss, zu dem wir gefahren sind. Und zwar das berühmte Schloss Neuschwanstein.
Okay, I love the und zwar in there. So, noch schöner, even more beautiful, war jedoch the jedoch there. What's the purpose of that?
It means though. Yeah,
right.
And we've
okay.
just talked about this beautiful castle.
Mm-hmm.
Though There is an even more beautiful one.
Yeah, okay. So even more beautiful, however, was the next castle, das nächste Schloss, zu dem wir gefahren sind, to which we drove.
Mm-hmm.
Und zwar, namely, and that is to say, das berühmte Schloss Neuschwanstein, the famous castle, Neuschwanstein Castle.
Genau, super. Sehr schön. Mit seinen aus den Felsen hochragenden Türmen wird es oft auch Dornröschenschloss genannt. Und selbst das Disney-Schloss soll davon inspiriert worden sein.
Right. Now, I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's quite a lot going on in this sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of these sort of adjectival phrases, isn't it?
Depends on where you are.
Okay,
you
I'm thinking
mean
mit at the beginning.
Aus den Felsen hochragenden Türmen.
Yes.
Yes, so it's where the verb gets turned into an adjective.
Mm-hmm. So, mit seinen aus den Felsen hochragenden Türmen. Is that the same verb as ragte?
Yeah.
So, and the Felsen are the rocks.
Rocks.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. with its out of the rocks protruding towers.
Genau.
Okay. So with its towers rising from the rocks, wird es oft auch Dornröschenschloss genannt?
Genau, sehr gut. Wer ist Dornröschen, Mark?
Das weiß ich ja nicht.
Dornröschen ist ein Märchen über ein Mädchen, das sehr lange geschlafen hat.
Ach so, okay, so we're talking about the Sleeping Beauty.
Genau, ja.
Okay, right. So where do we get this name, Dornröschen Schloss?
So, der Dorn ist the thorn of a plant, ja, also of a rose.
Right.
Und Röschen is a small rose.
Of course, right, because I think if I'm not mistaken, Sleeping Beauty pricked her finger on a thorn of a rose and then fell asleep.
Genau, ja, also Dornröschen is what the fairy tale is called in German.
In German, okay. Right, so with its towers rising from the rocks, it is often called Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Genau.
And then the last part...
Mm-hmm.
Could you just read the last part again?
Ja, und selbst das Disney-Schloss soll davon inspiriert worden sein.
Right, and the Disney castle itself is said to be inspired.
Genau.
By it. What's the worden there?
It's a passive sentence, so es right. wird inspiriert von. Mm-hmm. Ja. And we, our passive is made not with sein, but with werden.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the past participle of werden.
Ach so.
But okay. not of the same werden as in ich bin Pilot geworden.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. So that's when werden means to become.
Yes. And here werden is the auxiliary to make a passive sentence.
Okay.
And the past participle is worden and not geworden.
Okay. Sometimes I wish I hadn't asked.
No, it's good. It's good. I found this out. Obviously, I've always used it, but then I had to explain it to someone. And I found this out when I was already about 30 years old.
Oh, well, there you go.
So if that makes anyone feel better.
Absolutely. Definitely makes me feel better. Okay. So even the Disney castle is said to have been inspired by Neuschwanstein. Let's go on.
Was kann ich sagen? Zufall ist das nicht. Es ist wirklich märchenhaft.
Right. So what can I say? Was kann ich sagen? Zufall... Ist das nicht? It's not a coincidence?
Ja, genau.
Why is Zufall at the beginning there? Is that just for emphasis?
Yes, exactly. You know, in German we can turn phrases around. And here we want to emphasize that this is not Zufall and that's why we start with the Zufall.
Uh-huh. If it were the normal way around, am I right in thinking that that would have to be das ist kein Zufall?
Ja, genau.
Okay,
genau.
Good, right. Es ist wirklich märchenhaft. Is it like Märchen or fairy tales? So it's really from a fairy tale or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so when we use haft, then it means something, it's like this. Mm-hmm. So for example, traumhaft would be dreamy, but obviously with fairy, it would be fairy tale-y.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Which doesn't work quite as well as dreamy. Yeah. Okay, so it's like being in a fairy tale.
Genau.
Es ist wirklich märchenhaft.
Sogar Janina und Johannes hat Neuschwanstein gefallen, obwohl sie sonst keine Fans von Schlossbesichtigungen sind.
Okay, so even Janina und Johannes liked Neuschwanstein, obwohl sie sonst keine Fans von Schlossbesichtigungen sind. Right, okay. Even though they're not castle visiting fans otherwise.
Genau, yeah, genau.
Can I just ask one thing here? Sogar Janina und Johannes hat Neuschwanstein gefallen. So Neuschwanstein is the subject of that sentence.
Genau, and that's why it's hat gefallen, because it's Neuschwanstein is singular, although Janina und Johannes are plural.
But we don't need any kind of preposition, you know, to Janina and Johannes.
Nein, nein.
Nothing like that.
Gefallen, es gefällt mir, es gefällt dir, es gefällt Ihnen, es gefällt Janina und Johannes.
Right.
And here okay. We don't need to say es, because we have Neuschwanstein.
If it were Neuschwanstein, or the boy liked Neuschwanstein, then we would have to make that a dative, wouldn't we?
Yes, so Janina und Johannes are in the dative, only that we can't see
this. We can't see it, yeah.
But if we use the boy, so dem Jungen hat Neuschwanstein gefallen.
Okay, good. Right, I think we'll take a quick break there and we'll be back in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, let's finish off our text. We are in Neuschwanstein and let's see what else happens in this text.
Das Wetter war zwar immer noch kalt und regnerisch, trotzdem sind wir aber noch zur Marienbrücke spaziert, um das Schloss auch aus der Ferne zu sehen und fotografieren zu können.
Right, a long sentence. Das Wetter war zwar immer noch kalt und regnerisch. So the weather was still cold and rainy. What's the zwar in there?
It shows that the next thing we're going to hear is maybe a paradox or something we don't expect.
Ah, right. So is it like despite the weather being cold and rainy?
Yeah, so we have the trotzdem after the comma. Mm-hmm. So das Wetter war zwar immer noch kalt und regnerisch, trotzdem sind wir, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And with the zwar in the first bit of the sentence, we know something is going to come that... maybe it's surprising.
Okay. So the weather was still cold and rainy, but nonetheless, we still walked to the Marienbrücke in order to see the castle, um das Schloss auch aus der Ferne zu sehen. What's der Ferne?
Aus der Ferne ist from far away.
Right, okay, so from a distance.
Aus der Ferne ist from a distance, ja.
Und fotografieren zu können.
Yes.
And to be able to take a photo of it or to take photos.
So what I like about this sentence, if I may,
absolutely,
is that so um das Schloss auch aus der Ferne zu sehen, ja?
Yep.
And then she adds a modal verb here, und fotografieren zu können. So she could have also said und zu fotografieren, but this können is nice because it shows that to have the ability to photograph it.
Yeah, and so that's it's not just they went in order to see it from a distance and to take a photograph of it. It's they went to see it from a distance and they went there in order to be able to take the photos. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Because maybe from no other point, they could have taken this photograph.
Yeah, yeah. And it is, it's actually, I think there are two classic views of Neuschwanstein. One of them is from the Marienbrücke, and then the other one is from a mountain much further up, and it's much more complicated to get to. We didn't quite manage that.
Yeah, I was wondering whether you made the effort to go up that mountain.
We weren't quite correctly equipped on that particular day.
I see, yes.
Let's continue on.
Anschließend haben wir uns wieder auf den Weg zurück ins Tal gemacht.
Okay, anschließend, what's that?
Subsequently?
All right, okay. That's, I don't know if we would say that in a diary. That sounds very formal.
Well, it would be maybe like right afterwards.
Right afterwards, yeah. So right afterwards, we got back on the, well, we set back off down into the valley. Zurück ins Tal, ja?
Genau, sehr gut. Wir sind bis nach Füssen gefahren und haben uns in die Stube einer kleinen, gemütlichen Gaststätte gesetzt.
Okay, so wir sind bis nach Füssen gefahren. So we drove to Füssen. Is it Füssen?
Ja, it's Füssen.
Füssen, so it's a short.
Yes, so it is very interesting because maybe you know Füße. Yeah, the word Füße, which is your feet.
Feet, yeah.
But Füße, we would spell with an SZ.
Yep.
Yeah.
But this is spelled with a double S.
But here, this is a double S, and that means that the vowel before the double S is short.
Okay.
So the vowel before an SZ is long, as in Füße, but the vowel before a double S is short, Füssen.
Right, can you just say those two words again, just so we can hear these differences?
Füße,
okay.
Füssen.
Right, okay.
So we can do this also with another word, for example, Maß, like in ein Maß Bier, yeah, oder Fass, as in a barrel.
Right, so Maß has got an SZ, but
Fass.
Has got double S.
Yeah, genau.
Right, okay, I think I can hear that. So, we drove to Füssen und haben uns in die Stube einer kleinen gemütlichen Gaststätte gesetzt. So, we sat down in the Stube, come back to that, of a small, cozy inn, basically.
Yeah, genau, yeah.
So, what's the Stube?
So the Stube is originally in a house where you didn't have central heating and stuff. The one room that was heated, so you would have a big oven in there. I remember this, my grandmother had this. And that's where one sat and ate and did all the things. And in a Gaststätte, it would now be where the tables stand and where you eat. But it is obviously because there used to be a fire, and that would be the warm room in the Gaststätte, and it's where people sat and ate.
Right, okay. I think I've heard the word Weinstube.
Yeah. Nowadays we use Stube for all sorts of things. So it's like a Weinstube. But I've even seen someone who had a hairdresser who called it Haarstube.
All right, okay. So it's just a cozy place.
What is funny is that in Swiss German, the Stube is the living room. We don't have another word for living room. Right. We say Stube.
Stube. Okay, excellent. So we sat down in the Stube, in the living room, as it were, of a small, cozy inn.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you want to finish this off?
Yes, wo wir uns bei einem ausgiebigen Abendessen wieder aufgewärmt haben, bevor wir zum dortigen Campingplatz gefahren sind.
Right, we've got another of these interesting adjectives that ends in igen, dortigen. I'll come back to that, but let's look at this, the first part of this. Wo wir uns bei einem ausgiebigen Abendessen wieder aufgewärmt haben. So, where we warmed up again,
mm-hmm.
Wieder, bei einem ausgiebigen Abendessen, with a, I don't know the adjective here.
Extensive.
Ah, okay, with an extensive dinner. Then, before wir zum dortigen Campingplatz gefahren sind, before we drove, and is that like saying to the campsite of the
there.
Place? There.
Yeah, so the dortige would be local.
Ah, right, okay. So I'm thinking of, we learned heutige and gestrige. Gestrige, yeah. So this is dortige.
Genau, yeah.
Excellent. Right, let's have another listen to the text and listen out for lots of the things that we've been talking about. In this one, there's also quite a number of place names, so see if you can recognize them as we listen again.
Tag 9. Die schönsten Schlösser Süddeutschlands. Es hat die ganze Nacht geregnet und auch am Morgen hatten wir noch grauen Nieselregen. Das machte aber nichts. Wir hatten ja noch zwei wunderschöne Schlösser vor uns, die man auch im Regen besichtigen kann. Also sind wir losgefahren nach Schwangau, wo wir uns vor dem Mittagessen noch das Städtchen angeschaut haben. Danach haben wir uns auf den Weg zum Schloss Hohenschwangau gemacht. Das Schloss ragte mit seiner gelben Farbe aus den Bäumen hervor und wir hatten einen wunderschönen Ausblick über das Tal und den Schwansee. Noch schöner war jedoch das nächste Schloss, zu dem wir gefahren sind, und zwar das berühmte Schloss Neuschwanstein. Mit seinen aus den Felsen hochragenden Türmen wird es oft auch Dornröschenschloss genannt, und selbst das Disney-Schloss soll davon inspiriert worden sein. Was kann ich sagen? Zufall ist das nicht. Es ist wirklich märchenhaft. Sogar Janina und Johannes hat Neuschwanstein gefallen, obwohl sie sonst keine Fans von Schlossbesichtigungen sind. Das Wetter war immer noch kalt und regnerisch. Trotzdem sind wir aber noch zur Marienbrücke spaziert, um das Schloss auch aus der Ferne zu sehen und fotografieren zu können. Anschließend haben wir uns wieder auf den Weg zurück ins Tal gemacht. Wir sind bis nach Füssen gefahren und haben uns in die Stube einer kleinen, gemütlichen Gaststätte gesetzt, wo wir uns bei einem ausgiebigen Abendessen wieder aufgewärmt haben, bevor wir zum dortigen Campingplatz gefahren sind.
Okay, that is where we're going to leave this episode of our Travel Diaries. And next time, it is the final episode in the series. So I wonder where Karin and her family are going to be heading next time. Of course, if you'd like to get more out of this using our video version with the words on the screen and giving you time to repeat these phrases and so on, then you can head over to the Coffee Break Academy. We've got lesson notes and that video version to help you. And that's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
I'm sure many of our listeners have already seen photos of Neuschwanstein, but in case you haven't, make sure you check out our Instagram account this week, where you will see this castle in all its majesty. Just search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Now, I said at the beginning, it's a crazy castle. I think I was referring more to the idea of the way in which it was constructed and the history of this castle. It's definitely something worth finding out about if you're interested in all things German history and so on. So check out that. I'm sure you'll be able to find out information on Wikipedia or anywhere else online. But for now, we're going to leave it there. Andrea, as ever, vielen Dank.
Ja, vielen Dank dir, Marc, und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Tschüss.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.